do have the 24-hour rule on this team, but are some wins or some losses a little harder to flush than others?
I mean, they can be, but, you know, you just have to put it behind you no matter, you know, how tough it was or things like that or how good of a win it was. You just have to, you know, push it back and look forward to the next one.
What do you guys take away from last week looking forward? What do you learn from that?
You know, definitely attention to detail. You know, we made way too many mistakes in that game to you know, be successful there at the end of the game. So definitely this week we'll have an increased emphasis on cutting down mistakes and mental errors.
I'm sure there'll be a pretty big target on 53, yeah. Greg Jones. Have you watched any film yet of him, his tendencies or anything?
I think he's like their most athletic linebacker. You know, he brings a lot to the table. He's like the spark, the heart of their defense. And, you know, he's definitely going to be a leader for him. And we're just going to have to do a great job as an offense to try and you know, neutralize him as a spark.
Christian was just talking about how it seemed like some guys in practice seemed to be going through the motions a little bit more than usual. Is that something that you've kind of picked up on, you know, just from being around the guys every day, like leading up to games?
I don't know if it was just going through the motions. I'd say more just, you know, just making those little mental errors, mistakes, just not paying close enough to attention to, you know, to all of our jobs and things like that. I know this team, everybody wants to win, everyone wants to be successful and things like that. I think if we just tighten up the little things and pay attention to the finer details, I think we'll be all right.
Just how would you describe like what the mood was like when you all did get together on Sunday and you got a chance to go back and actually watch the film and see, you know, the mistakes that you did make?
Yeah, it was hard to watch, you know, just knowing that we were that close to winning and then going back over the film and just seeing the mistakes that we made. And, you know, if we made one last mistake there or didn't make that mistake there, we could have came away with the win. But, you know, it was also a good teaching and learning tool. And I think as a team, we know what we have to do now, and we're going to, you know, work hard this week and prepare for Michigan State on Saturday.
How nice is it to know that you got this game at home and that in the big picture, things are still there for you, mm-hmm. for the taking if you guys are able to bounce back and get back to the winning ways?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a good positive to know that, you know, there's some of our goals are still reachable, you know, despite the two losses we've had and things like that. And I think that's going to drive our team, you know, to improve immensely.